Welcome, hustlers, players, and swingers. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic's all yours.
Ask a Hustler Podcast returns. You are now tuned in. This is one of the most diverse podcasts in the world, along with my blog. And we cover it all, a wide variety of topics from self-empowerment, business, having a wealth mindset, the dynamics between men and women, which we're going to be getting into a little bit today. We also cover positive thinking, so-called street knowledge, progressing in life, getting the things that you want, and so much more. And we do all of this through the perspective of what I call uncommon sense. It's the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that has been kept from many of you. These are keys that will help you unlock the doors that are preventing you from achieving the level of success you want to achieve in whatever lifestyle you've chosen for yourself. So in this podcast, I'll be covering and ask the hustler question. These questions, they're usually asked either in person, over the phone, or through email. I answer as many questions as I can, so if you have one, you can hit me up at my email at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. Go ahead and ask a question, and we can go ahead and chop it up. If you haven't already, you can go to my website at wjamesd.com. That's wjamesd.com. That's my website. You can hit the free stuff tab and you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. That's basically a newsletter. We chop up some higher level game in there. Some of the questions that I get that I feel are a little bit inappropriate for the blog, I go ahead and answer through email so that everyone can get the knowledge and chop it up and share it, and also offer discounts for future things. And right now, for instance, I have free consultations, 1-hour consultations going on, so you'll have access to things like that. Just hit the free stuff tab on my website, sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor if this information is really something that you find yourself resonating with and that you're attracted to. So anyway, let's go ahead and chop up some game. This question, wait, let me say this first, because I occasionally get emails that be like, James, what you said was good, but a lot of this doesn't apply to me, and I stuff like that, you know, and then people want to debate, and that's not necessary. Like I just told you, a lot of these questions, these Ask a Hustler questions, they come from people who are at a particular level of self-development in their life. So when I answer these questions through podcasts or through the Uncommon Sense Advisor, or even if I just make a blog post about it, what I'm doing is I'm answering their question, but I'm putting it out in a general sense so that other people who may have a similar question can also benefit. Okay? So let me sum this question up. The best way would be, how do I get better with women? Or how do I become more confident with women? This question was asked by a young male in his early 20s. So I'll be answering this question based on that perspective. If some of this doesn't apply to you, then all well and good. But I think young males need to know this information. They need to hear this information because a lot of them haven't gotten it. My young black males in particular. So if you're older, you're more mature, you have more experience, then yeah, a lot of this is not going to apply to you, and that's okay. But to be honest, some of us older people need to hear it too. So this question is important, very important, because as a young male, many of us spend a lot of time trying to figure women out instead of trying to figure ourselves out. And this actually works against you. Because if I wanted to give a straightforward, just really simple answer to this question, it would simply be, the question being, how do I get better with women? A very simple and straightforward answer would be, get to know yourself and improve yourself. When you get to know yourself and improve yourself, you will become better with women. So if I answered that simply like that, the response would probably be, okay, Jane, how is getting to know myself and improving myself going to make me better with women or more confident with women? That would probably be the response. And a response like that would actually prove the point I'm trying to make. It means that you're missing some important elements, some very important knowledge, wisdom, and understanding about yourself as a male who is supposed to become a man. This is also funny because, you know, I literally just had a conversation with a woman. She was asking me why some of her boyfriends used to tell her that they were insecure, you know, while they were dating. You know, she's very attractive, and her boyfriends used to tell her that they were kind of insecure about that. So this kind of falls in line. So anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. Let's get back to the game. So all throughout history, in higher level spiritual systems around the world, I'm talking about Egypt, Rome, Greece, southern Italy, China, Japan, the list goes on. All of these places through history had, they used to say it differently, but they all had the same basic principle of know thyself or know yourself. And when you hear this, a lot of people have different interpretations of it, but when we talk about know thyself, that doesn't mean that you're supposed to become someone else entirely. It means that you figure yourself out and you discover why you are the way you've been your entire life. And then you improve from there. It's not about becoming something, somebody else entirely. It's about finding out who you really are, why you've been the way you have been all these years, and then improving upon that. So in the game, this is called self-empowerment. It's the journey of self-discovery, which starts inside of you. You understand? This radiates out into the world and it comes back to you. This self-empowerment radiates and it comes back because everything begins and ends with you. You're at the center of your own little world. I mean, literally. Just look around wherever you're at right now. Just take a moment and look around you. Everything in existence, everything in the world is literally a certain distance from you right now. Every other person on this planet, every street, every store, every body of water, every continent, the sun, the moon, the stars, all of these things are literally at this moment revolving around you. You are the center of your own little world, and everything begins and ends with you. So if you're at the center of your world, then your first thing that you should get to know when you reach the age where you can begin to understand this concept, the first thing that you should get to know is yourself. As a young male, many of you were taught a lot of things about females. You were taught all kind of contradictory things, like girls were made of sugar, spice, and everything nice. You know, you were taught that women need to be protected or they need to be saved. You were taught that, you know, females aren't really as interested in sex as males. You were taught that feeling a sexual attraction toward a female was wrong or something that you should be ashamed about. Well, not everybody was taught that, but a lot of us were. You know, a lot of us were also taught that a female needs to be earned, meaning that you're not good enough. Just yourself, you're not good enough to even get the attention of a female. Now, many of you hold this perspective that to get a woman's attention, you have to be something great. You have to be something greater than what you are. So, as we grow up, a lot of males, weaker males, they try to compensate for this idea, this weak perspective that they were programmed with. They try to compensate for this by getting possessions. You know, they go after the good car, the fancy car, they go after the good job, they go get the nice house, they get jewelry, they buy all the latest Jordans, they wear the most expensive $200 pair of jeans and shirts and all this other crap that doesn't speak. What do I mean by these physical material things don't speak? Now, although these things are nice and they're flashy and yes, they will catch a woman's attention, these things don't talk. They don't speak. They just catch her attention. But once her attention is caught, then it is you face to face with her. Those things don't talk. You talk. So you can have the most expensive of everything, catch a female's attention, and then when you open your mouth, what's in you is going to come out. So what's going to come out is low self-esteem. If you have low self-esteem, if you're ignorant, you being ignorant is gonna come out. If you're not confident in who and what you are, then that is gonna come out. Whatever's in you is going to come out. And this is why more mature, experienced women will lose an attraction for a man. Or I shouldn't even say a man. They'll lose attraction for a male like this. Because although the physical things are nice, that's not really what a woman once. And I'll get to that in a moment, but let me clear something up first. Where did you get the programming, the perspectives? Where did you get the programming that females need to be earned? That in order to have a female in your life, a woman in your life, that you have to earn her? Where did you get the programming that you have to go out of your way to look a certain way? Where did you get the program that you have to be impressive? You know, what happens from this perspective, and it is a weak perspective, is that you end up becoming a liar. Because you'll start telling her things about yourself that aren't true. You start telling her stories about stuff you did that you've never done. And you'll try to act a certain way and look a certain way, so that a female will respond positively to you. Where did this programming come from? This programming makes you think that you have to be a certain way to even get a female's attention. Their attention needs to be earned. So let me give you some game. You are already by nature what a female wants. Let me say that again. You are already by nature what a female wants. If a female is attracted to males and you're a male, you are already what they want. Think about that for a moment. Let's reverse it and make it even clearer. So this is very simply and easily understood. As a male, if you're attracted to females, is there any special thing a female needs to do to make you want them? If you see a female that's attractive to you, aren't you just naturally attracted to them just based on the fact that they're females? Now, why do you think that this is different for females? Females that are attracted to males are attracted to males, period. Just like males that are attracted to females are attracted to females. These are natural and biological impulses in our nature. We all have them. And this is where a lot of weaker males mess up. All that lying and pretending to be someone you're not, all that fake swag that you pretend to have, and going out of your way to look and sound impressive actually works against you. Not only is this insecure behavior, and we'll talk about behavior in a moment, not only is this insecure behavior, and to be honest, a more experienced and mature woman can see this coming from miles away, but you know, this behavior also sets you up for failure. Since you're faking it, since you're faking all of this, when the real you comes out, and it will come out, it might take 3 months, 4, 5, 6 months. But when that real you finally comes out, the woman's going to look at you like, what the hell? Who is this dude? And because of that, you're going to have a problem on your hands that you really don't know how to solve. And that is the loss of their trust in you and their respect for you. Peep the game in this. The way you start with a woman is the way you must continue. I'm going to repeat that. The way you start with a woman is the way you must continue. Why? Because females like consistency. They like a feeling of stability or a feeling of security. So if you're their boyfriend or their man or you know, whatever title you want to hold, if you are not stable, then the relationship isn't going to be stable, and you're going to end up with a problem that you don't know how to solve because you've been lying and you've been fake. No, the woman is going to end up very disappointed, and she might even get upset once the real you comes out. And then you're going to sit there and wonder why. Well, let me tell you, she has the right to be upset, and she has the right to be confused, because you're the one that's confused. What you represented yourself as wasn't real. So now you have a female trying to figure out what's real about you and what's not real about you. And to make it even worse, to take the responsibility on yourself as a real player does, all of this little situation that you created is your fault. It's on you because you came in to the relationship with all these insecurities and these weak perspectives that you need to impress a female because you have to earn a female. You played yourself out as soon as you got started. A lot of males' insecurity with females comes from just weak perspectives in general, some of which I've already spoken about. You know, you were taught a lot about females and what to do for women and what to do to impress women and what to do to have women, what to do to keep a woman. But with all of this thinking and with all of these perspectives, you overlook yourself. Remember, you're at the center of your own little world, and you spend a lot of time and energy trying to be impressive and do things for women, but you overlook yourself as a male who is supposed to become a man. Now, a real woman is going to tell you in a heartbeat that she likes a male with confidence. But how are you going to be confident if you don't know who you really are and if you don't accept who you really are? Where do you think confidence comes from? It doesn't come from it outside of you. Confidence comes from inside of you. The word confidence basically means to have belief in yourself and belief in your abilities. It also means that you're certain about your decisions and the courses of action that you take. The reason some of you are not confident around women is because you haven't learned who you are, number one, and you haven't improved upon that, number two. You haven't accepted who and what you are. So I hope you follow that. As a male, let's just keep it real. As a male, your first impulse when you see an attractive woman, 9 times out of 10, that first impulse is a sexual impulse. Males are creatures of sight. We're drawn in by what we see. A female is a little different. She is able to look past the physical looks of a male. She's more concerned with a male's overall behavior. I'm not saying that females don't like attractive men, but I can guarantee you this. A male can be very, very attractive, but if he acts like an insecure little boy, if he lacks confidence, it doesn't matter how attractive he is, this behavior from this attractive man is eventually going to turn a woman off. The question you should be asking is, why is behavior so important? So I gave you a little bit of that earlier, because females, women, place a value on stability and consistency. So as long as you're honestly being you, you can attract a woman that's for you. So if you're a street dude, a thug, or a bad boy, as they used to say back in my day, and that's really you, then you are going to attract women that like those characteristics, those behaviors in males. On the opposite side of the coin, if you're a nerd and you sit at home and play video games all day and that's really you, you're going to attract or be attractive to women who like those qualities in a male. Okay? That's consistency. But if you're a nerd and you're trying to act like you're a thug or a street dude, then there's a contradiction there. There's an inconsistency there in your behavior. And it's this inconsistency, these lies and perpetrations, that turn a woman off. I hope that makes sense. And actually, let me say this first, because there's another issue that some of you may have. And it's that you'll accept all kinds of behavior from a female. We're on the topic of behavior, so let's look at it from our perspective as males. A lot of us accept all kind of behavior from a female. A lot of you are so scared to tell a female, to tell a woman when you don't like something. You're scared, and then you don't open your mouth. You think you're going to run her off. So my thing is, so what? If, me personally, if I'm out on a date with a woman and she's loud, boisterous, constantly complaining, she's showing her ass, I'm going to say something, because I don't like those traits in females. I don't like that behavior. Another male might. I don't. So in an effort of being me and who I am as a man, I'm going to say something about that. And if that upsets her, then so what? It's not like she is the only female on the planet. If she gets upset because I speak about what I accept as a man, then that's not the female for me anyway. I have literally stopped dates right in the middle of, we're sitting at the table having a meal at a restaurant. I've stopped dates to take a woman back home that I wasn't really feeling. Because me, I'm not going to sit and argue and fight with a female that I don't even really know. I'm not going to have a frustrating night. You know, I wasn't with it then and I'm not with it now. But that's me. You have to know you, and you have to be you. And this is what will help strengthen your confidence. Let me make it even plainer. Let's look at it like this. Would you let someone disrespect your mother right in front of your face? Would you let that happen? No, you wouldn't, because you'd have something to say, correct? So, as a man, you would speak up. But a lot of you don't speak up when it comes to preserving your personal respect as a man when it comes to women. What kind of man are you really? Why is there that weakness there? It comes from these weak, misinformed perspectives. perspectives that you've been programmed with. You need to speak up more and stop being so scared. You know, I want you all to start adopting this attitude. The reason some of you don't, not all of you, but a reason, let's just keep it real, the reason why a lot of you do not have this type of thought process, this perspective, is because you are so worried about trying to get in between a woman's legs that you'll just accept anything. Anything she dishes out, you'll just accept it because you're concentrated on getting in between that woman's legs. A lot of you are. Just keep it real. So, to be a man, not just a grown-up boy, but a man, to be a man, you have to know what you will and what you will not accept. You know, some of you will let a female tell you what she expects from a male. She'll have a long laundry list of things that she expects, but you will not share your requirements of what you will and won't accept from a woman. And the result of that is, you just let them run all over you. A man, not a grown boy, a man needs to have boundaries for himself. Now, this has nothing to do with the female. This is about you as a male becoming a man. You have to have boundaries for yourself. These boundaries need to be based off of who you are as a person. And when you let women run over you because you don't have any boundaries or because you just accept all this behavior from a female because you're so worried about sleeping with her, you might end up sleeping with her. But in that process, you're going to lose what you should value most from a woman. And that's her respect for you as a man. So you get the goods, but you lose her respect. I have personally known a lot of males that had a lot of sex, but all these females treated them like garbage. I mean, just straight up. Treated them terrible. Now, that might have been okay for them, but as a real man, that should be unacceptable. Well, let's track back for a moment. Let's talk about what a woman really wants. This is important. I need to answer this because it's important to the overall question, topic. What does a woman really want? Now, that is an age-old question that men have pondered over for hundreds, maybe even thousands of years, isn't it? Do you know what a woman really wants? If you asked a woman what she wants in a man, she'll give you a lot of behavioral things. You know, she'll say she wants a man who takes care of home, takes care of kids. She wants a man that treats her like a woman, treats her like a lady. She might want a man who's romantic. She might say she wants a man that has a good job. And that is also a behavioral thing, because a man who can hold down a job and has a good job, to a woman, they translate that as, you know, a stable lifestyle, some consistency within the relationship. In other words, kind of this feeling of security. You know, I mentioned that earlier in this podcast. It's still a behavioral thing. Something else a woman might say is that they want a man who is loving and caring. Some women might just straight up tell you they want a man that is very manly. Now, all of these things that a woman says are behavioral. I've explained how important behavior is earlier. Now, let's look at the other side of the coin. When you ask a male what he wants in a woman, oftentimes the first things he runs down when you ask him that question are physical attributes. He'll say what he likes physically, like a pretty smile or a pretty toes, a big booty, pretty smile. He wants a woman in the streets and a freak in the bed and all the other nonsense. He'll mention the physical attributes first, and then he'll go into the behavior. This is how a lot of us have been programmed to feel about ourselves as men. And this creates issues when you're looking for a good woman for yourself, because a male can get caught up in a woman's physical attractiveness. When a male gets caught up on a woman's physical attractiveness, he will overlook a lot of her bullshit behavior. And like I said earlier, he'll just accept anything from her. Women are the opposite. I'm not saying women don't like attractive men, but a woman will get caught up on a man's behavior and they'll overlook some of his physical traits. He might not be physically attracted to them at first, but because his behavior is so attractive, they will overlook certain physical qualities. You understand that? Back to the original question. What does a woman want? A woman wants to know and feel that she is more desirable, more precious, and more valuable than other women. If you don't know what those words mean, then look them up in a dictionary. Yes, I'm serious. It's that crucial that you know what those words mean. I just gave you some real game, some real knowledge that I actually charge people money for. So I want you to understand how powerful what I just said is. A woman has to know these things logically in her mind, and she needs to feel them in her heart from any man that she chooses to be her man. So now that you know that, when you see these weak males running around flexing with all their material gains and accoutrements, they're overlooking what a woman really wants. They want a man, not a male who behaves like a grown boy. They want a man who can make her feel cherished above other women. She wants your time, she wants your attention, and of course it also includes respect, obviously. But she needs to feel something from the man that she chooses. How can you become better with women? And the simple answer is what I gave you earlier. When you know you and are constantly improving you, you'll become better with women. You have to be a man. And if you're not a man, you need to become a man. You can't become what you don't know about. That's like trying to be a pro basketball player, but you don't know how to dribble. You don't know how to shoot the ball. It's not going to work out that well for you. Now, this podcast isn't necessarily about manhood, but I had to go into that a little bit to answer this question. So if you want to chop up more on just the manhood aspect of things, you can email me, wjamesdennis@gmail.com, and you can chop up some game about that. But the basic understanding I just gave you is going to help you if you study it, analyze it, and use it. This information doesn't mean anything if you don't put it into practice. No, as a man, you have to stop placing so much value on what's in between a woman's legs. You need to start placing more value on who a woman is as a person. If you value what's in between her legs more and you value who she is as a person, you're going to end up sacrificing and putting up with all kinds of situations and bullshit behavior just to get what's in between her legs. That's how value works. That's a principle of the game, the way I teach it. Principle number 5, value. Now, if you have this mentality, you're not playing her. You're playing yourself. I'm tired of all these so-called grown boys calling themselves players and max when all they are males who are good at lying so they can get in a woman's pants. That's all they're good at. If that's the level you're on, then that's all well and good. But when you're ready to grow up, when you're ready to be a man, You're going to have a lot more going on for yourself than that. A real player, not player, a real player doesn't operate like that. He doesn't lie and deceive to get into a woman's pants. A real Mac doesn't operate like that either. In fact, I told you all this before. A real Mac is very particular, very picky about the women he chooses to sleep with. And that's because he doesn't place a lot of value on what's in between a woman's legs, like some of you do. To a real Mac, you know, sleeping with women isn't even a top priority. It's not, definitely not his first priority. So let me ask you, where are your standards? Where are your principles? Where's your character? Where's your integrity? Where are you mentally? Who are you? What do you represent yourself as when you say you're a man? You should want all of the woman, not just her sex, because just getting sex from a woman does not make you a man. You should want all the woman. And when you get all the woman, what's in between her legs is coming with her too, so you're not going to miss anything playing. But that kind of goes into another topic. I'll go ahead and end this podcast here. I do appreciate you for listening. I hope you got something from it. Some real knowledge, information, wisdom, some little bit of understanding. And if you have further questions, you want to delve deeper into any of these topics of this podcast, any podcast I've ever made, any blog I've ever written, you can email me at wjamesdennis, wjamesdennis at gmail.com. And also, please feel free to visit my website, wjamesd, that's just the letter D, .com. I'm out.